What's up, NappyAfro.com, AfroCast, King Jern, Queen Jern. Enjoy seeing the black love every week. This is CG24. Y'all just deal. Y'all keep up the good work.
Hey, what up? It's your boy G from the Cut To It podcast with NFL legend Steve Smith Sr. And hey, you can catch us on Charlamagne the Guy's new network, The Black Effect, on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out at Cut To It on social media. Hey, but enough of that. Hey, with me and my wifey, when we want a good laugh, we want to hang around another funny couple because you can't do that trash right now. We tuning into the Frocast with King and Queen Germ. Hey, one thing for sure, y'all made me want to step my AKA game up. Y'all got about a million of them. But for real, though, keep doing y'all thing. Y'all giving us quality content. Subscribe to them. Give them five-star ratings. G, Cut To It podcast with Steve Smith Sr. I'm out.
Yo, this is your boy, Just Red 904 from Code Red, a podcast. And you always know that I'm tuned in with Frocast.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, the Frocast. Keep up the excellent work. Take it away.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Why sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you waffling, scared to get on the mic, scared that nobody gonna listen to your podcast as podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download to the Frocast on any podcast reader. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 247-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club. And you can also get shout on show like our latest Patreon. We got Nicholas Payant. So shout out to Nicholas. Thank you for your support. And you can be just like Nicholas. Get shout out on the show by becoming a Patreon by going to nappyafro.club. Now, if option A, B, or C does not tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what is option D? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in the story. We'll shout you out again like Short T, like WV Uncommonplace, like Pork, like L, like Dolomite, like 12 Cal, like Ruler Myself, Short T, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Those are just a few of the people that show the Frocast love every week, and we just try to spotlight those that show us love. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, I got to ask you, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. I've been teaching a whole bunch of classes. I have on my assignment of responsibility this semester 138%. So therefore, I am getting, I guess they're getting their money's worth out of me. And
we call that overtime for us niggas that still work by the yes, that's what we call it, overtime.
Yeah, mine is called overload, and therefore I'm overloaded. I'm over 100%, and therefore I get a couple of extra dollars. But I don't know if I could do this again next semester, because this is a lot. Mm. But hopefully it will pan out to be worth monetarily. So
one day I'm gonna get a car, and it's gonna ease your frustrations. One day I'm gonna get a car.
Yeah, you're going to get one soon. You're going to get one soon. Or a bus pass one. But
shit. Whatever nigga ain't ride no fucking butt cub.
Nigga.
Shit.
This shit ain't finna go much longer. Because we running up on 2 years.
It's going to be 2 years.
It's been, I've been trying to be a team player. Mm-hmm. But some motherfuckers just ain't good for the team.
It ain't me. I'm the least one that should worry you.
I don't know.
I'm the least. Like, hey, I understand. As long as I get
That's a lie.
That's a lie. I try to get all my ripping and running done while I'm in the car. I'm not never one to be, I need to go here or go there, or I had already signed you up to take me somewhere and you ain't know nothing about it. And now I got to move this mountain in that valley to get you there on time because I had something already in that time slot, but you didn't ask me before. You said, hey, yes, I could come into work early, or, oh, I could come into work at all, or, yeah, I want to go hang with my friends. Or I don't say that. I don't say
it's
a thing.
It's all good, nigga.
As long as you get me to work and come get me at a reasonable hour, I'm cool. I don't say nothing. And I get to practice. Hey, I even tell you, hey, you drop me off at practice and come back and get me.
I ain't got time for that. I done been in the car long enough in the whole daytime. I ain't dropping another motherfucker off nowhere if I can help it. So.
Well, yeah, we gonna get something nice soon. It's coming.
I'm for it. I wish you the very best, because as soon as you get you a new car,
When I get that Bentley, I'm be outside.
Is it whatever you choose to get? I ain't trying to match you. I'm just trying. I know I'm gonna need a new car by the time y'all still finish fucking mine up. So just know that that's what it's gonna be.
I'm just going to have a plug out there somewhere so I can plug my Tesla up. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't buying them.
You need a whole nother house because you ain't plugging that shit up over here and running no damn
electric. I'm getting me a Tesla. Fuck that. I'm not buying gas no more. Like, fuck that shit. Like, shout out to all y'all niggas out there with the Tessies, man. I'm joining the gang soon. Shit. But anyway, so as far as my week, let's go ahead and get into it, man. Coach Germ update. Well, you know, y'all heard how I felt last week on the show. I was real skeptical. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what to expect. But let me tell you, we played this team on Wednesday. Now, mind you, we the biggest team in the city. And when I say biggest, I'm talking about I got size all over the field. So when I saw this other team that we was playing and them jokers was little as hell, I said, oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I told my defense, I said, hey, they better not score on us. Then after like the first drive, I said, they better not even get a first down today, guys. So, you know, let's make it to about third, fourth. It was 28-0 at halftime. We just scored a safety and everything. Defense just scored. It's about third or fourth quarter. They finally get their first down. And when they get this first down, it's because I got my second stringers, you know what I'm saying, in them. So, you know what happened? I pulled their motherfucking ass right back out. I said, nope, because I see the touchdown are coming. Because these niggas out here didn't have no clue what's going on. And this is a game where you can feast. This is a game where this is a buffet right here of clown dicks. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, fast forward to the fourth quarter. It's damn near the end of the game. We pitching our shutout. The defense, they got the quarterback, they got him. He's scrambling, running from left to right. He's just running around looking like Kyler Murray out there, motherfucker, running for his life. So I guess my corner see the scramble, so he came in to make the tackle and left the fucking receiver. The quarterback, I guess he just let one loose. And that little kid caught it, made his motherfucker life. Like I said, this kid will probably never, ever, ever catch a touchdown again in his life. But that night right there, in his life, I said, hey, that night right there, Johnny's going to talk about this touchdown for his whole life, whatever his name is, because that is not going to happen again. And I was so mad because they scored. I mean, even though, I mean, it felt like we lost the game. We was up 28, and I still felt like we lost the game.
And you acted like it.
And I did act like it. And look.
You're talking about a spoiled
no,
rat.
Exactly. That's the damn attitude that I got out there as a coach. I am the mean. I'm never satisfied. I keep my boys hungry. That's what I do. I don't sit there and pat them on their back, you know, all the time. No. I be like, yo, that was a good tackle, but next time, dude, you know, I'm never satisfied. And so they keep
that's how you are in life.
But they keep the boys hungry. They keep them, they want my approval.
I'm not hungry.
They keep them, oh, I keep you fed, girl. But the guys, they be going after, like, they just want my approval so bad, so it keeps them on. Even when the coach was like, hey, coach, so you telling me you ain't happy? I was like, man, I told him straight up. I said, look, man, I hate losing more than I like winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my old thing. Like, winning is okay, but I really hate losing. And when we win, it's like I always think we could do better. You know, like that team, we were supposed to dominate them. So the team that we playing tomorrow, we're playing Walker Ford, playing that little coach that he be at the barbershop sometime lying to the people saying he be beating me and shit. I don't let him say nothing. I let him get his shit out because he one of them loud
does
people.
Does he not know that you are that person?
Yes. He be talking shit. And I be sitting there like, this nigga lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga lying. Like, well, y'all be getting y'all ass beat. Like, you know,
I better beat him real good tomorrow.
So tomorrow.
He remember that it's y'all.
So tomorrow, and then I told him that because, like, at the coach's meeting, he like, oh, you ain't going to speak to me? I said, man, the last time I seen you, you was in the barbershop telling people how you be whooping up on us. And you know, oh, man, you know how I got to do. No, I don't. So tomorrow, we are in, hey, this is one of them games where, hey, defense, shut up. I don't give a fuck what the offense do. If they don't score no fucking points, we're going to win that game because they ain't going to score. This is one of them games where they get shut the fuck out. Because, listen, if Tom Brown, too, hung with y'all, and y'all could barely get by them.
So Tom Brown, too, lost to them?
Yes. Yes. Tom Brown, too, is terrible. Like, Tom Brown, too, their quarterback is a kid that was on my Pee-wee team last year that was garbage. And his daddy coaching now. So they playing daddy ball up there. And I feel so bad for Parker. I feel so bad for him. Because when I send them goons after him, like, it ain't going to be nothing he can do about it. Like, we might break him that game. Like, I'm scared to play that game because his daddy going to be upset because his son is going to be getting humbled. Pummeled. Not humbled. Pummeled with a P. So, listen. Y'all know what it is. Tom Brown Gladiators 1-1 facing against the Walker Ford. I don't know if they the Steelers, Cowboys. I don't know what they change their name every year, too. Same coach. I guess he just like different colors. I don't know what it is. But they in yellow and black, so I'm assuming they the Steelers.
They're going to give y'all a run for y'all money, though.
Huh? They're going to give us a run for our money. They might. They just might. But I know this much. He not going to beat me. I ain't going to let that nigga win. Let me see what they actual mascot is. I don't want to quote them wrong.
You can, though.
They are still the Cowboys. No, this is week 3. Yes, they are. No, we play. This is week 3.
Get together, nigga.
Yeah, we play Walker Ford Cowboys tomorrow. So that's who we see. Walker Ford Cowboys. So speaking of Cowboys, so that's all for the Coach Germ update.
Yeah. I can't.
Speaking of Cowboys, we smoking on that Dak pack right now, nigga. That Cooper Rush. That's what we smoking on. Cowboys came into Philly Sunday. We put 20 points on them in the first half. It was 20 to, I think they might have scored 3 or some
they
shit
did.
Like that.
They
yeah, right before. Yeah. Listen. It was no contest. They made it close near the end. But, you know, we still won by like 9 points. You know what I'm saying? Cowboys, good luck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get down. Y'all third place in division right now. Third place. You know
I
what I'm saying?
Always more
you
hate.
Know what I mean? I'm not hating.
You can't be with the Cowboys.
I don't want to be with the Cowboys. I just beat the Cowboys. Why I want to be with them?
You want to.
Why?
A win is a win, so why you got to be trying to ride us about a win? If you want
a win. A win against y'all is not just a win. A win against y'all is way bigger.
Okay.
But we're not a sports podcast, so we're not going to talk about that.
Let's not do that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, Eagles still 6-0, though. You know what I'm saying? So let me hear it if your team's still undefeated. Oh, I'm the only one talking. So, all right.
Oh, yeah. We talking about teams. So, let's go ahead and take it on out here to
your first topic on the docket.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
I'm going to let you get your shit off. 55-0
last game. Y'all finna get that ass whooped at the end of this month, because you already know.
We got to buy this week. Y'all got to buy this week. Next game month, we see is
us as y'all. It's going to be Halloween on y'all, because we going to be tricking and treating on y'all asses. Y'all so going to be tricking, sure you know. Make sure you know good and well.
We might be doing the treating.
The Gators ain't shit.
Y'all primed to get beat now.
Not by y'all.
Shit.
I put money on that shit. That might I got $50 right here.
That might be the game that we find it right there. I don't bet on my team. Lucky I don't bet on my team.
Yeah, because it'll be $50 more in my pocket.
No, I just don't bet on my team, because when you bet with your team, you bet with your heart and not your head.
And I'm betting with my heart and my head. And I promise you, the Gators is going to get
But I will tell you this, though. I bet on Tennessee when they play y'all. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I bet on Tennessee. I put some action on that game.
Yeah.
But y'all we might already get y'all first loss, so that price might go down. You know what I mean?
It won't be. I put money on that. Money, favors, whatever the bet.
I don't want no fucking favors. I want money.
Okay, whatever.
No damn favors. That was a favor. I don't want you scratching my back or nothing like that, cracking my toes. Nah, nigga, I want money.
Like I said, whatever it is, I can tell you right now, the Georgia Bulldogs are going to beat the Gators now.
Okay, you say that. You're talking tough.
I ain't got to talk.
Fuck around, lose us, then what? Oh, you won't want to come to that show that week. Oh, no.
Well, since you got a line of motherfuckers who want to be me.
You don't want to come to show that week. Let us fuck around. Let us fuck around and beat y'all.
It won't happen this year.
Let us fuck around and beat y'all. That episode going to be litty to titty. You heard me? Oh, my God.
Well, it got to happen first, so let's move on and get into this docket.
Y'all know what it is, man. What's on the timeline? What's on the timelines where we talk about what everybody's talking about? And, you know, and this week, we're talking about Nicki Minaj and Lotto beefing. Queen Jern, have you heard anything about the beef between these two ladies?
I just heard that that's what was happening, but I don't know what they're fussing about.
Okay, so apparently this is what it is. This is my theory. Nicki Minaj is the number one draw. So if you come out with a female artist, they try to make you beef with Nicki by, you know, because that's going to blow you up, right? Because Nicki is the ultimate villain. So all you got to do is say, oh, Nicki don't build up female artists. She don't try to reach out. Nicki don't do this. Nicki don't do that. So she's a bad person. And so the other person, they the ones that contribute. That mean, you know, what you call it, cashing in on off this hate for Nicki, because for some reason, you got Nicki and Cardi fans. It's like a team out there, right? So you got Nicki and her minions, Cardi and her minions. You got Cardi B, Meg Thee Stallion, who else is the Remy Ma's? They all on one side. Then you got the Nicki. Nicki got the City Girls, I think. I don't know. You know, well, at least one of them, JT, is on her side. And she just did like the Freaky Girl remix song. She added all the girls in it. And so now the female rappers, all they do is catfight all day. Like, no diss records. Like, usually, like, listen, I'm not trying to make this a chauvinistic thing, but when the men got problems with each other, we throw out diss records. Women.
Kill each other.
True. Or kill each other. But women, stop catfighting. Throw some diss records out. I want to hear some bars.
It's all being strung along by the men anyway. Because who in the rooms with them women? It ain't no women who creating this narrative that they want them to be up here fighting and fussing.
Dumb stuff. I mean, it's on everybody.
They think that's what the people want to see, so that's what they're giving to people. But it's just silly, because if they gonna have this stuff going on, let some kind of creative work come out of it. Versus y'all just got fans that's going crazy and willing to fight about y'all on the streets. Like, it's dumb.
Like, it's crazy. Like, and the fans are the meanest. Like, they go in on people, and I mean, it's just ridiculous, bro, because, you know, some of the Nicki fans are like, oh, Lotto ugly. And I'm like, listen, I ain't no Lotto fan or nothing like that musically, because I don't, you know, it's hard. Okay, a lot of the women rappers are not that talented. I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know what I'm saying?
Really, nigga?
I'm just going to say it. A lot of them not. A lot of them are just, like, image, like, cute, you know, big butts and shit like that. They don't really have talent. Their talent is their beauty. Like, what is Saweetie's talent? Nobody knows.
She sound all right.
All right. Okay, cool. What is Lotto's talent?
Some of her songs are relatable if you've ever been in love.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, but it's
I mean, you've never been in love, so maybe
I have been in love. I'm in love with you now, girl. What you talking about? I'm in love with you now. Okay. You showed me what love was. Mm. You showed me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you was the blueprint for the love.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
So what I'm saying is this. A lot of the female musicians are not talented. They're just imagery. And Nikki has a problem with that because she's talented. You know what I'm saying? But they say
she still fell victim to the bullshit.
I mean, she had to play the game. When she started doing the starships are here to fly. Okay. When she went pop, you know what I'm saying? That pop shit made her money. And so now she's just like, well, let me just do this. And so then when they bring out this lesser talented Cardi B and say, oh, Cardi B is the greatest female rapper of all time because she charted this, this, and that. And I'm just like, I mean, now the numbers don't even matter because no one sells albums. You know what I'm saying? Everything is stream. And streams is, the numbers can be manipulated so much that Cardi B sold 5 million albums. And I'm just like, who has a Cardi B CD? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? But somebody got Pink Friday because that really sold real albums in the digital era too. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think that's Nicki's problem. That's why she gets looked at the bad guy. And I'm not a Nicki apologist at all because she got her shit with her. She really be bullying the girls and talking shit to them and stuff. Like, she's not, you know, as pleasant as, you know, she should be, but why should she? Jay-Z ain't pleasant like that. Jay-Z ain't just opening up to the young niggas. They don't say nothing about him. You know what I'm saying? Who has Jay-Z put on? Nobody that wasn't already established.
Why do you think that? Because men were already dominating this field. Yes. So for anybody who has not been represented, they would think, like, okay, you're a female rapper, you're a female scientist, you're a female whatever. They are expecting women to look out for other women because you're not populating that, you know, that area as much. So because of that, there's an expectation that women have for other women in that position, which is many times not fair. Because even with black people, a lot of times people say if, you know, very few black people are in this type of profession or what have you, mm-hmm. you're supposed to look out and make room for the next black person. But some people like being a token nigga. So mm. therefore, you ain't always going
to Do you like being the token nigga?
Of course not, because I'm not a token nigga.
Have you ever been the token nigga?
Yeah, I have.
So and how did you feel being the token
it's
nigga?
It's lonely around there. Like that. So it ain't fun. It ain't fun being the one. It is not.
That's right.
I came, you know, on the other side to the dark side, and it has its perks, but it also has a little punishment in there too. Mm-hmm. And it's okay when you with all black people or a lot of black people, it's a little difficult to navigate because we want some bullshit a lot of times.
100%.
It's just that you are a little more comfortable in the foolery that you in because you are aware of the shit that you're going to deal with. But I just feel like a lot of times we have unrealistic expectations on people and we have to be careful with that because, you know, it's a way to ask for help. And if the person deems themselves as an asshole, then yeah, you can put them in that box. But don't act like she the mother of all rappers and she gotta, you know what I'm saying, she gotta groom y'all, she gotta mm-hmm. help y'all. If you decided that this was some shit you wanna do, a part of that is yeah. also you gotta study her.
Yeah.
She done laid out so much stuff for you, so why you mad with her? Because she don't wanna welcome you to the dinner table.
Yeah, or you sent her a song and she was just like, nah, I don't wanna do that yeah, song, this shit trash.
You can't be mad. So it's just like, it's a little give and take on both sides. Yeah. Everybody got to realize that, you know, it's a level of compromise that needs to happen simply because if you want your skill or that craft that you represent to continue to move forward, you got to do something to make sure that it's something for people to aspire to be. If you just make it seem like it's a bunch of bullshit, then ain't nobody gonna be a little girl that's sitting there writing raps in her notebook because that's, you know what I'm saying, it's looked at as something that's not even appealing anymore for the girl who actually has those skills.
Cause soon, like I said, the white people gonna steal all the hip hop from us. They gonna man, I'm telling you, it's happening before our eyes right now. Like, this is happening. So y'all be careful out there. As soon as they get that white rapper, female rapper out there, like, where is the ratchet white rapper at? Like we got ratchet white, I mean, women rappers. Where the ratchet white women rap at? Like, why they don't Big Hub? They'll never do that. But they got a million black girl that's ratchet. Glorilla, fucking Meg, Cardi, keep naming them. All of them ratchet.
I don't know these
Lotto. Like, hey, man, shout out to Meg Thee Stallion. I heard you was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. I did not watch it. I did not watch it. But I want to know, was Meg Thee Stallion twerking on Saturday Night Live? I just want to know. Can somebody, matter of fact.
Sound like you already know.
No, I don't. I want to know. Let me. We ain't did this in a while. Let's call somebody on the show. Who do we think watched Meg Thee Stallion?
I don't know. My age group don't watch Meg Thee. I know
my age group don't either. So if you watch Saturday Night Live, if you watched it, Please tell me, did Meg Thee Stallion twerk on there? That's all I want to know. Saturday Night Live, this is a big look for her career. Great look. People getting introduced to her. And I just want to know, did she twerk at all? So I'm going to go ahead and move on. That's all for what's on the timeline. And I got to know, Queen Jern, you have a lot of company at your home, right? This is something I saw on Twitter, and, you know, the Twitter never disappoints because I never knew people thought like this. So this girl, her name is Chakra Bay One. She says, somebody visiting your home and giving them a used but washed washcloth is weird. If I'm having guests, I make sure I buy brand new washcloths for them. LOL. Queen Jern, is this a thing?
For me, it is.
Whoa, hold the fuck up.
You know good and damn well I go to Target and I get washcloths and towels every time I have people come here.
I didn't notice that.
I tell them that they can have the washcloths, but of course the towels, they can use them while they're here, but they'll then be added to.
So what am I? Whoa.
Now you gonna say it's a problem because now you washing on the towels that they done had.
I don't give a fuck. I'm asking this. You telling me I can keep a washcloth? What the fuck I'm gonna do with a washcloth?
I mean, my thing is you can put it in my dirty clothes hamper.
Yeah, you tell me I can keep it. I'm like, what the fuck
I'm
going to do?
I give you a bundle of them. So more than likely the ones that you didn't use, you may take home. And
you you leaving them here, my nigga. So like, you ain't taking them with you.
I feel like it's important because I am a hospitable person. I like to give my people that hotel feel.
Shit. They ain't paying a goddamn dime.
They're not.
Fuck that. Hotel feel means you.
And it's the,
they get a hotel bill. Hotel feel equals hotel bill.
Well, if you are staying at the Queen Germ establishment, you don't have those worries. I buy new rugs. I buy new rugs for the kitchen, little area rug for the room that they're going to stay in, towels, water.
God damn. What the? You might as well just put them in a room.
No.
You just.
Those type of things cost maybe $25.
You just spent.
$25.
$25 on rugs.
For the whole weekend. I'm talking about you can get a nice little rug from Ross or somewhere for like $5.99. You get the towel.
What's wrong?
What?
I'm just asking, what's wrong with the rug that was in there before that game?
It probably was in there for a couple of months.
Okay.
So you don't see a problem?
No.
Okay. So that's why I'm glad that I'm the person in charge of these types of things, because clearly we wouldn't have guests if you're the one in charge of it.
What you mean? You going to use what's here? Like, you lucky if I, you know what I'm saying? You better be happy I got fresh linen on your bed. you got fresh linen on your bed. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I can show you. I got bundles of brand new washcloths.
I did not know this.
I'm always prepared.
I did not know this.
And so you should, I mean, but my thing is, especially because a washcloth is something that's going 9 out of 10 on the face and other private parts of the person.
Wow.
I don't think that gives the right, it doesn't send the right signal if you giving somebody something that you done had. I mean, yes, you may have bleached it and you have washed it. And see, another reason why I do it, not just because of the look of it, because depending on the type of soap that you use, it could stain it and you won't be able to get those stains out. Like with black soap, that stuff is not coming out.
So you giving them white rags? White washcloths?
Listen, if you even give them a light color. Because see, I don't do white as much
anymore. Why not?
Because it can.
I don't like white washcloths either. I just don't like
them. A lot of people don't like them, but the thing is, it can also, you know, it's easily to be stained. So if I'm going to buy a washcloth, I buy a light colored cloth. So it's going to be like a very light shade of green or orange or yellow or something like that. It'll have a little color to it. But the biggest thing about it is when you wash your linen or whatever, you don't know if the person may have an allergic reaction to the fragrance. So me purchasing a brand new towel and washcloth does not expose them to any of that. So therefore, it's safe, it's sanitary, it serves multiple purposes. So then the guest has a good time, they feel comfortable wrapping and snuggling in this nice, towel, washing off with this nice washcloth. And of course, they'll be responsible for bringing their own favorite soap. So it's a very good experience, and it should be
done. I'm using your soap in the bathroom too.
Basis.
Fuck that.
No.
Hell yeah, whatever soap you got in there, that's what I'm using, bro. Fuck that.
But I just feel like it's a nice courtesy. It's something that doesn't have to be done.
Every time I go to your mama's house, whatever kind of soap she got in the back bathroom, that's what I. If I don't bring my soap, because most time I'm good about bringing, but sometimes I say, man, fuck that. I'm going to use whatever soap they got. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're going with.
Yeah, as long as it ain't like Vagisil or nothing, I use that shit.
They don't have any of that.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes the women's soap, you know, I don't ever use it.
My mama is 76 years old.
I mean, she still got a thing, right?
She still got a thing. All right, then. I don't think she's worried about no Vagisil down there.
I mean, whatever that, I don't know what it's for. I just thought that was soap for the little area. I don't know.
It is. That's what I'm saying. So okay. That's why she, well, I mean.
Hey, hey, look, I feel uncomfortable talking about my mom-in-law thing right now. So
I mean, I don't let's keep use it no moving. Vagisil, so.
Hey, let's please.
I'm just saying, if you handling your business,
I'm using the soap
regular.
At your house. So that's what I'm saying. But look, y'all people that's out here acting like y'all need new washcloths at somebody's house, y'all notice that you ain't getting new washcloths at the damn hotel. Them shit's been washed and reused. Been. You don't know who has been
but
on that motherfucker.
When I go to hotel, I bring my own washcloths. Because I don't put nothing in my face like that now.
It's clean.
Yeah, but no. You don't know. The way them people do that stuff, you can't be sure.
That shit clean.
Okay. It gives the appearance of clean sometimes. Sometimes you will find some of them things don't be
well, next time we go out of town, we're going to bring one of them little scientific kits and we're going to check the linen.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to see, man. But okay, so like
then,
I said.
Then if it's not right.
I'm not bougie like
you
that.
You wash them. You going to go and wash the.
No, man. I'm just going to keep using them. I'm going to turn the light back on. Act like I never saw it. I'm going to say it's clean.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? God. So. I'm not bougie like these niggas around here. If I come to your house, you can give me a clean,
a raggedy washcloth.
You ain't gotta be raggedy, no holes in it, but just give me one that you are. I'm not special like that. I can use what you got in your house. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta go out and buy no new shit for me. You know what I'm saying?
I can get a nice plush bundle of 6 for $3 out of Target.
Okay.
Quality.
I got 6 up in the closet right now. You know what I'm saying? You can use that one. I got a washing machine in there if we need more. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's going to happen. So,
okay.
Shout out to all y'all that's doing that, going all over and beyond for your guests. But, yeah.
I mean, you got to make them feel special.
I'll make you feel special. You better be glad you got housing, nigga. I'm not, hey, look, like I said, this is not the Marriott. This is not the Le Mondrian or whatever they call that shit. This is not that, none of that. None of that. This is a pit stop for you to lay your head down, wash your ass, and keep going to back your whatever activity you came in town to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to play guests or nothing like that. I'll be nice for a little bit. But like I said, once you've been in my house more than 12 hours, hospitality goes out the door. You do for yourself around here. I'm not doing shit for you. Once you get your 12-hour clock, you're not a guest in my house no more. You've been here. Like, go ahead.
So don't, you can come out and not have on a bra and...
Be respectful. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be touching all my shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the garage, yeah, you can go out there if you want to, but just, you know, I try to get y'all the space whenever I got guests in my house. I let y'all have all the space in there. I don't try to, because me personally, like I said, I don't like a lot of people in the small... I can't do it. I need to, you know, breathe. I have claustrophobia in certain places. I do. You're not going to tell me the feeling I get when there's so many people. It's tight. I don't like that. So it's something. I know it's something. You know what I mean? So it's got to be claustrophobia. But anyway. How y'all feel about that? Are y'all buying new washcloths or they using what you already got, man?
And like I said, you can go to Target, get 6 washcloths for $3. You ain't got to be cheap. You can get the people at least a bundle of washcloths.
Mm.
They there for the weekend.
Speaking of the weekend, teachers don't work on the weekend, but this Indiana elementary school teacher had a motherfucking kill list, and he's in custody, police say. First of all, shout out to all my teachers out there, man. Yeah, them poke cars finna come out. So y'all better be on guard, goddamn. But this one right here, an Indiana teacher with an alleged kill list was in custody Friday after a student told a counselor the teacher made comments about killing herself, students, and staff, the East Chicago Police Department said. So she wanted to kill herself, students, and staff. So this motherfucker was fed the fuck up. This only fucking October. Like, lady.
It's a lot.
Lady,
it's
I hope.
A lot that's going on since August.
Officers responded to a report of a threat at St. Stanislaus Catholic Elementary School about 5 o'clock Wednesday.
And this elementary school, so I think she should have.
5 o'clock? Why is you still at elementary school at 5 o'clock?
Like, she might work with the after school program.
Man, see, that's a problem. Don't ever work with the after school kids. Like, that's you don't get paid enough to deal with 100 kids. Like, it's about 60, 70 motherfuckers there. I'm not, and it's only like 4 of y'all. Fuck
don't do that.
Fuck that. Like, Them niggas can take that shit over. They can tie your ass up, man. Fuck all. They don't get paid enough.
Why the lady trying to shoot them.
You got different ranges. You got K through 5 in this motherfucker. Oh, hell no. Nah. I specialize in early education. I'm a third grade teacher. I do not know how to deal with no fifth grader. And now I got like 20 of them out here gambling and shit. And my
adults, okay.
I don't know what the fuck to do. But anyway. The principal and assistant principal told officers a fifth grade student informed a counselor the teacher made the comments and the student was at the bottom of a so-called kill list, said in a Facebook post. In a statement, the school said the teacher was removed from the classroom after officials learned of a concerning report and remained under supervision and away from students. After students were dismissed at the end of school day, the teacher was escorted off campus and police called at 4:45 p.m. The statement said the school said police assured the principal the building was safe and class could resume the next day. The well-being and safety of our Catholic school students and staff is top priority. In response to this incident, the principal has moved to an e-learning environment for Friday and made resources available, including access to a school counselor to support students during this difficult time. The school is working closely with local authorities and the diocese of Gary School's office to ensure that St. Stanislaus students continue to have a safe and supportive environment in which they can learn and grow. Now, I want to know.
And you know she white.
Okay, so this says the teacher was
a white lady.
Yeah, she a detention order for the teacher on Thursday. She was taken into custody without incident in her home. And so how the fuck can you put me in jail for having a kill list?
First of all, you stupid to have a kill list that you share with the students. So, and you let the child see where they was on the list?
Look, like, come your on. Name's on the list, buddy. You're right,
you better shape it up.
You're on the bottom. You don't know if that's first or last, guy.
Exactly, depending on how I look at my paper today. Now, you could be number one,
but
I just feel like the people are stupid because, yes, teaching is a very high-stress profession. You do not get paid enough money. The point is, if you come into school, you already working at a Catholic school. Them children can't be that bad.
Shit.
Nah, nigga.
Kids are bad everywhere. No, nah. Catholic kids might be worse because they repressed.
Public school is the worst.
Nah,
it's no way in the world you could tell me that
private school you might get away with whooping on the motherfucker still.
You are in the Catholic school. Y'all supposed to know something by the law. The churn ain't got no respect in that.
You know how many how many niggas I know that went to Catholic school that are where the motherfucking evilest. Catholic school don't mean shit.
I understand that, but just the idea that y'all start y'all day with some type of scripture, it's no way in the world you're going to tell me that these children that bad that you got to come in there. Hell, before I go and shoot the people, I'll come in there and be drunk, high, or something. Ain't no way in the world I'm coming to work if I got to shoot motherfuckers. I'm not coming up in there. I'm not going. You're not going to make me go somewhere and I'm going to have to shoot somebody before the day over and I'm going to be one of the somebodies? No, I'm not killing myself.
I take my chances. So let me ask you a question, Queen John. You've been a teacher. You taught over the years. Have you ever had a student that you wanted to choke?
Oh, of course.
I'm not going to say a kill list.
I don't never want to kill nobody.
But you just want to put your both hands around their throat. Just squeeze till they seen the life coming out and let go.
I don't think I ever want to even squeeze them, but I do want to slap the shit out of them and their mama. Mm. And it's just really because some of these kids, of course, when you meet their parents, you realize like, oh,
that's where they get
it
from.
I can't even be mad with you, child, because you doing all right compared to where you come from.
Yep.
But it's a sad situation because, of course, there are not the resources that are there. Because you see, this lady threatened to kill some people. Mm. Now, all of a sudden, y'all can go online on Fridays, all kind of shit.
Oh, we go to an e-learning environment.
Yeah, why? Because you know the teachers stress the fuck out. And so now you want to say, this is for the safety of the kids. But it's also so that you can get less teachers to be cracking up. You can have somebody home on Fridays, the kids at home, the teachers teaching from home. Then now you can help to ease the people into the weekend. But see, this shouldn't have required somebody to go crazy for you to realize y'all need to ease up off the people. But you don't do nothing with, you know, administrators. They keep telling teachers, you can do this, you can do that. After school program, list long. Parents got to go to work, so they can't get these little raggedy ass kids on the bus home.
Damn.
Because they need the people.
I thought you just called the boys on my team then.
A little longer. Them kids, all of them dirty, raggedy, all of them in the same boat. Them young kids, they are really very problematic. They head hard. They think that their parents are God. They don't want to listen to the teacher. And then you got a whole situation. The lady got to try to shoot some folk for them to even get some relief over there.
Hey, it's so funny. It's this little one kid on my team. Now, He's very smart. He's homeschooled. But he is like, he's like a junior version of his dad. Cause sometimes he'd be talking about, like, first of all, you're 10 years old. What the fuck you know about communism? Like, you know what I'm saying? This shit's so funny. He'd be like, oh, he's a commie. And I'm just like, when he said that, I was like, hold on, young man, what the fuck? What are you talking about? And so he, I guess he talks to his dad a lot. So he hears, he picks up, and I think he's like a right winger or a Trumper or some shit. It's so funny because he's so young. Cause he called me. He was like,
he hanging with all y'all black people. They ain't find nobody else. Hey, look.
He was like, hey, Coach Jarvis. I said, I'm Coach Germ. Oh yeah. I said, how do you get us mixed up? One has dreads, one of us doesn't. Like,
he said, y'all all niggas.
And that's what I always say. I said, hey man, we all are looking the same. He was like, huh? And you should saw the look on his face because I was messing with him. But yeah, I do agree with you. I haven't taught. I have some experience in the classroom, but I wasn't teaching. But, you know, I do teach out on the football field. And, yes,
you were in the classroom, too, when I met you.
But I wasn't teaching.
But you were dealing with the students.
Oh, yeah. And him? Oh, yeah. I wanted to, yeah. Because I know one day he just really cut up. And I guess he was trying to show out in front of his friends. And he didn't know that I am an immature adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind. Like, I will go there with the little kid. Like, I don't mind arguing with the little kid. Like, I'm not above that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'll do it. Like, little kid.
That's
like,
what we want to do.
Yes, look, I'm not going to be the bigger person, little kid. Never. Like, I'm not. I'm just not. So don't think you're going to slide off on me. No, young man. I will take time out of my day and say, what? And hurt your little feelings. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so he said some little shit one day. He was like, what you gonna do? Something, you a bitch. Oh, did you call me a bitch? And I'm sitting there like, I forgot I was at work. I'm thinking I'm
in the streets.
I said, look, motherfucker, I will beat your motherfucking ass up in this motherfucker. Like, I told him, I said, boy, you know, and so when I said it, next thing I know, I realized, like, oh shit.
I'm at the job.
This little nigga started crying. Now, when I said little nigga, the nigga was probably about 6'2". I mean, he was a big nigga, you know what I'm saying? And so,
like,
you know,
these kids was in high school.
Yes, but he was soft as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So next thing I know, a couple days go by, his caseworker coming there. I think we're gonna move on to a new. Okay, cool. I'm so happy I don't have to come in. I used to pray every day this motherfucker ain't come to school. I said, nigga, my life was as shitty as yours, I would not come to school. Like, I'd just be like, yo, like, get me out of here. I used to couldn't stand him. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I agree. Like, kids.
I mean, the kids are a mess.
But a kill list, you went too far, teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, your kill list was exposed.
Exactly. You keep that on your phone. You keep that on your phone and you just add to it. You know what I'm saying? That might just be a stress reliever. Like, it might have pissed you off that day. You could add it on your notes in your phone and you just be like, you know what? This is really not a kill list. It's just people piss me off.
You could have candy and rainbows or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You ain't got to call it no kill list.
Yes.
Just have the people names of that. You can say that's your Christmas list. Hell, call it what you want, but don't get yourself in trouble. Because clearly, if you working at them people's school, you need your job.
Yeah. You know, the charter schools and private schools pay good money.
They pay a little bit better.
You don't want to lose that. Now your ass got to go to public schools if you can get a job there.
Up over there.
Yeah.
You're going to be on somebody's kill list.
Bad as they need teachers, they'll take you with your kill list. They're like, you know what? We get it. Come on in here. We need somebody to teach. Now you're going to the jungle.
Yeah, you're going to the SSI class.
You're going to be one of them goddamn people that be screaming at their class. Ah! Ah! And just walk out. Yes. Yeah. Because, hey. Ain't no way in the world I could be a teacher, man.
In-school kids, in-school suspension term.
Shout out to all the teachers out there, man. Y'all doing the Lord's work. Thank y'all. Y'all are America's best daycare, you know, providers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like we can drop our kids off Monday through Friday. All day long for free, and they get fed.
In the morning.
Yes,
they can get picked up at 6.
Best babysitters, and y'all gonna teach these niggas something. Like, y'all the best babysitters money can buy, and we don't even have to buy it. Mm-mm. Like, free babysitters. You can't beat that. I would make my kids go to school. My kids wouldn't miss a day of school. I want y'all to go every goddamn day. All the free stuff. Ride the bus. Anything. Yes, do that. This one over here, Queen Germ. Nah. Missed the whole experience of riding the bus. You supposed to ride the bus. Barely.
You worry about the rules.
Barely.
Because I don't want to go sit up there at the bus stop with her.
See, you don't have to. She could be walking.
She won't walk in the dark. First of all, the child can't have seen. Second of all, it's too damn dark. Third of all, you have registered sex offenders.
Nah, we got none in the neighborhood. I checked. None.
Oh, well, the one died.
He died? That dude died? He damn sure did. I remember they said that. Damn. Wow. Anyway, let's move on to the next subject. Good gracious, that was dark. What was we talking about? Oh, the teacher. Yeah, man. So look, good gracious, how did we take that turn?
I don't know. I was behind somebody today. They had a bumper sticker on their car that said, "I'm the neighbor. I'm the quiet neighbor with the big freezer."
Jesus, hey.
And you know he didn't look like us.
Of course he did. Only a white person can ride around with that bumper sticker.
And
what
not
the fuck?
Be pulled over.
A black nigga, that nigga get pulled out. Like, no, I hunt, nigga. I'm the barbecue man, nigga. Yeah, you don't see my truck say, "I'm big freezer. I'm the barbecue man. I got meat, nigga. I'm the meat man around the neighborhood, man."
Like, no, we gotta check that out.
Yeah. So I got to ask a question, Queen Germ. We do a podcast over here. And, you know, sometimes we do interviews. You know what I'm saying? Not really an interview. We have people on the show. Rarely. So if you ever been on the Frocast, consider yourself lucky. Because, you know, we don't do that too much. You know what I'm saying? You got to be special. Not even special. Like, well, now you got to be special. But anyway.
Reason being is,
people, okay, recently Kanye West was on Drink Champs. And he said some wild shit on Drink Champs. Now, Nori is the host on Drink Champs. He did this show because, hey, Kanye West, last time he said Kanye West came on the show, crazy numbers. So this time, so he looking at it from the numbers. So I want to know, would you do a show just for the clicks? And in this situation with Nori, like I said, the numbers were crazy. Kanye was crazy. And now he's got crazy bullshit going on. Like Kanye said something about George Floyd family that resulted in the family. They didn't send him, they sued him for $250 million. Nori on TV explaining himself and apologizing for having on it and basically threw Kanye under the bus, knowing, like, these times, well, I didn't edit the show and I didn't realize he said these things. You're sitting right there, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, you probably laughed.
He's, oh, but we was drunk and high. Nigga, there's no excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't sit up here and lie and say you never said, you never edited your show, because I'm pretty sure since y'all be drinking and smoking, a nigga has got on the mic and said some wild shit about a nigga, you had to take that shit out. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me you never edited the show, because a nigga that got on there is like, man, fuck that nigga, man. He can suck my dick. Nigga, I'm better than him. Oh, man. Hey, man,
you can't say that, bro.
So now, Nori, you out there explaining yourself behind it, but isn't this what you wanted in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, you knew bringing a crazy person on your show was going to result into some either a lot of views, and now you got, like, this is part of the what you wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga got on your platform. You didn't correct him or check him. Because let me ask you a question. If Kanye West somehow in the world said, look, I want to be on the Frocast, would you let him be on the Frocast? Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would let him be on here. I ain't going to front. I'm not going to just. Because I sit here and talk with him crazy. When he say something crazy, I'm going to be like, yo, my nigga, what the fuck? Like, if you get mad and leave, cool. But if you're going to sit here, we're going to have an adult conversation. I'm just not going to let you talk crazy because you Kanye. I'm going to sit here and be like, whoa, nigga. Like, why? What the fuck? No, like, you're not even supposed to, like, especially when you get talking politics. I'm like, hey, bro, we ain't no political podcast. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So keep it jokes, keep it light, keep it whatever, but we don't get into politics, nigga. And, you know, that's the shit you got to do. You got to check your guests if you're going to have somebody on that controversial. If you're just going to let these niggas fly, then you got to be okay with the motherfucking heat to come with it.
Yeah.
So, like, so you said you would be cool with bringing a controversial figure on the show.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
I don't want to hear that he got to say.
So you wouldn't let Donald Trump come on the show?
No.
Why not? That'd be funny.
I don't care, Queen Germ,
please, you're sitting there.
No.
You're sitting there with this attitude. You see?
Yeah. I'm going to always have attitude if he on there. Oh. I cried when that motherfucker won the election. I couldn't even sleep good that night. I just can't even see him having nothing that would add value to my life.
That was crazy.
It was
I woke up, you were sobbing.
I just couldn't.
I'm like, what's going on here?
Like, he won. That wasn't supposed to happen. That shit wasn't real.
Oh, man. But yeah, man.
Me and KY, no jelly.
Yeah.
Sitting on the phone that night.
But people got to understand, when you bring people on your show for clicks, you got to be accepting the backlash.
The whole thing.
Yes, either you're going to heavily edit it, make sure they don't say nothing that can ruin your motherfucking shit, or have you on TV looking like Nori explaining us. I told you, N-O-R-E stand for niggas on the run explaining.
Really?
Yes. That nigga sitting here, I mean, it's sad. He on all these shows. Oh, I can't condone what he said. I'm not cool with that. This and that. And I mean, then he said, I didn't know he said anything about Jewish people. I hang with nothing but Jewish people. Like, what the fuck? In that room today, wasn't nothing but Jewish people in it. I was in my head like, bro, dude, you're doing
you doing the white people. I got black friends.
Bro, he's trying to save that bag. You know what I'm saying? Because Kanye,
but you couldn't have wanted to save it when you fooling around with Kanye.
He told me it was 8 o'clock in the morning. Why the fuck are you drinking and smoking at 8 in the morning? He said Kanye called him and was like, yeah, let's do the interview. So he was like, fuck it, let's do it. It did crazy numbers last time. Let's do it. And you let this nigga get on there for almost three hours and say some bullshit. And in 3 hours, you mean to tell me you couldn't check this nigga? Oh, man, we was drunk and high. So what? You know how many times niggas drunk and high they got checked? Like, even if they was wrong? You know what I'm saying? Then now, it's opened up his show into being something. Like, now he got, oh, I want Dr. Umar to come on the show. I want brother RZA Islam to come on the show. I want Fer. Nigga, this is not what your show is about. Drinking weed, smoking, telling stories. Why are you going to try to turn? Your audience don't want to hear no niggas sitting up there preaching to them for 3 hours. Like, man, so you about to fuck your. Listen, you let Kanye fuck your bag up. He said Charlamagne told him not to do it 2 times, told him not to do it. But he did it anyway because he liked them numbers. And now you ain't going to have to deal with this. Yeah, they took YouTube, they took the episode down and everything. I wasn't interested in watching it. The clips were enough for me. Kanye, like I said, he's just a crazy person. And when you talk to a crazy person, this is what you get. You know what I'm saying? So how do you expect sanity from an insane motherfucker? Like, you're crazy. If you're the insane one too. He might not be crazy. Because people out here actually trying to, like, rationalize what he's doing. It is fucking disgusting. So, yeah, when you do things for the clicks, this is what you get, bro. Like, you know, that's why I don't move like that. I like moving with, you know, people I like to deal with. You know, somebody that makes sense to do a show with. You know, that's just how it moves. I'm not going to, you know, I got famous people friends. You know what I'm saying? That I don't rely on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might ask them one time to do it, but I'm not going to beg you because, hey, you're my friend. Even though you're famous, you're my friend.
Yeah.
I know you. So it's not like, I'm not one of these niggas, like, don't hit me with that legal beagle bullshit. Because it's like, my nigga, I remember going to the park eating free lunch and shit, nigga. Like, why is it like this? Like, I'm only going to ask once. I'm not going to stay on your ass and be like, yo, man, shit, you still going to do that? Because then I'm going to take it personal. Because it feel like, my nigga, I know your real name. I'm not calling you by your stage name or your acting name or whatever like that. I'm not, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. But yeah, man, I'm not one of those guys. It's top 10 time. And this week, we're going to do the top 10 richest Americans. Now, listen, I tried to get it to 11 and 12 to include 12 Cal and Eclectic because they were just outside the 10.
Okay.
Yeah, so just no honorable mention, 11, 12 was Eclectic, and 12 was 12 Kyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, respectively. You know what I'm saying? So these are your top 10 richest Americans. You know what I'm saying? At number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm just making sure. Number 10, we got the devil, Mark Zuckerberg. He has an estimated worth of $67.3 billion. Mark Zuckerberg probably ain't even 40 years old yet. God damn, the devil. Number 9, we got Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg LP, whoever the fuck that is, $82 billion. Number 8, we got Steve Ballmer, Microsoft, $91.4 billion. Wow. What number we on? 7. 7, we got Larry Ellison of Oracle, $106 billion. Number 6, we got Sergey Brin, Google, $107 billion. Number 5, we got Larry Page, $111 billion net worth. Number 4, we got Warren Buffett. Berkshire Hathaway. Listen, I think Warren Buffett is part of that damn small room of people that run the earth and shit like that. Because what the fuck do Warren Buffett do, dog? This old man, come on, bro. He's one of the people you see on, like, Scandal and shit. That be got, like, the little black ops Like, what was the little area that her daddy worked for and shit? The G13 niggas. Mm-hmm. He looked like he part of that shit. Number three, we got Bill Gates. Now, Bill Gates been, like, in this list, like, most of our adult lives. Like, he up here, Bill Gates is $129 billion. Number two, y'all know who it is. He's in your house right now. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, $171 billion. He's not even number one. Number one, y'all know who it is. Elon Musk, Tesla Motors, SpaceX, $219 billion. Now, Queen Germ, if you could date anybody on this list, who would you date?
Whoever the number one was.
Elon Musk?
Yeah. I gotta go for the gusto. If I'm a go, I'm a go. I mean, ain't none of nobody I would actually date. But if they wanted to holler behind billions of dollars, I'm going to go ahead and go with it.
But interesting on the list. Guess who was like the next three on the list were Jim Walton, Alice Walton, and S. Robson, Rob Walton.
Walmart people.
And you know what they get that for? Just off the name. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to do with Walmart anymore.
They just got the enough share or something in the
to keep them on the list. 66.2, 65.3, and $65 billion.
And they places are shitty.
They don't give a fuck.
I know they don't.
They're like, fuck it. Wow. So that's our top 10, man. I know I made a lot of people besides 12 Kyle and Eclectic feel real poor. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the par for the course for them. You know what I'm saying? That's just that they know all those people personally. Mm. So 12 Kyle, listen, man, call your people. See if we can get Kanye on the Frocast. You know, we'll promise to do it the right way. We'll promise to do it the right way. It's TV talk time. Queen Jern, what did we watch this week? We just watched Abbott Elementary, right?
And Power.
That's what we watched. We finally, we ain't finally watched it. We watched it. We just didn't talk about it on last week's show because we didn't watch it. But we're going to talk about Abbott Elementary first. How'd you like this last episode?
Always a great show. Always, always, always.
I can't remember what happened.
It was about the little Italian teaching the girl
how
to cook and all of that.
She was teaching Janine how to cook.
Her and her sister got reunited. Back on track because Janine went out her way to make some dish that was gnocchi. Terrible. And the sister was like, "You trying to kill me?" And so they got back together, and Janine got them in the room. They started reminiscing about all the good times they had, and then
they had a very toxic relationship.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But
it worked for them.
Yeah,
because they were both tough. You know what I'm saying?
So you can't be all lovey-dovey with somebody because it's like they looked at it as a good picture when they had one sister in a headlock or some craziness. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you know, that's the type of relationship they had. It was fine. And something happened with a kid. Was it a bad kid that
everybody hate Chris? He had to send somebody to the office,
and the boy got a
and then you know, cause they was like, you don't send kids to Ava because Ava gave him a prize, and she was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta understand, that's like a kid gets sent to the principal office. That whole time is a terrifying walk from there to there, and then they get there and they crying and stuff, snot bubbles. She was just like, I gotta give him something because nigga just to,
like, why would I want to do anything bad to him?
So, and so she called him to the office like a kid,
have to walk a
and then he was just like, see, you see how that feel? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because she had an unorthodox way of her methods, but you see, like,
in that case, she was right, but most other times, she's not.
And it wasn't one time she said, you know, like, it's like, I'm a CEO of a company, but like children, what would you call that? And he was like, a principal?
Like, she don't do her job. And so it's like,
well, she forgets she at work when she at work.
To do something, like, you can't expect nothing out of Ava. Yeah. So
that was it. I mean, that was about it for
that was most of it.
Then you got Power. So we caught up with that. Rock found out that Scrap really wasn't snitching. So now Scrap Mama is asking around, like, she know her boy didn't kill herself or somebody kill him. She need to do something, or she gonna do something about it. Not knowing that she's the one snitching, so Rock better take her seriously or make her disappear too.
And she will.
Yeah, Famous finally got something to rap about now.
Yeah, he done kill somebody.
Famous, he done body him a nigga. You know what I'm saying? So now streets need a body. They got one. So Famous name gonna be ringing.
They got two. They got the counselor, the anger management lady. Fooling
around with Marvin. Marvin got somebody shot. Yep, she went on one little date with him, and then she died.
They didn't get to go on a damn date. They They were walking down the street from the place.
Oh, damn.
They didn't even get where they was going.
Oh, damn. But she agreed to go on a date, though. So, yeah. So, she went on the date, and she got killed.
Well, she was going. Didn't get to the place. Glad to see you. Everybody was showing all their teeth.
Kane is still beefing with Rock. Jukebox, her mama tried to put through some
cult-like ceremony.
That something therapy.
The devil out of her.
Yeah, they went with that therapy. That didn't work like on Jukebox.
Intervention or something. Yeah. But it wasn't a real intervention because you beating on somebody. Intervention, you don't have to do all that.
Yeah.
That was almost like some kind of seance or something. Like y'all was trying to get the devil out of her.
Yeah. He was hitting her and she just was taking it. And, you know, the Jukebox tough. Like, you know, so she hate her mom now. She's back home with Marvin. You know, we're not home, but
they
she
trying to work it out.
They working it out. She see the change in him. Marvin little plan with the white boy. Like I said, that he got the white boy killed. The daddy put a hit, told Rock that she need him to go, and so she said, "Fuck that." And now it's war. She at war with the Italians over that. So shit is hot in the streets. They found fucking what's his name, the rapper dude. That was in the studio with him.
Yeah, with the brother.
They found his body.
Crown.
Crown, yeah. They found Crown's body, and the motherfucker had a business card that survived him being in the water the whole time. And so the police are about to start snooping around. Didn't Cookie get killed? The big nigga, what's his name? That Rock was
missing? Oh, yeah, Rock done killing. Fat nigga that
her
and her brother killed in the elevator or something. Yep.
They set him up, kill him, so she could take over his business. So it's going down on Power.
And then the man, what was the preacher name on that other show we used to watch? The
what did he do?
He was a light skinned preacher that he's supposed to.
He helping Rock out because he got locked up down south or something, right?
Yeah,
and Buddy went bail him out.
Fat dude.
Yeah, Basie Skanks was his name on Greenleaf, but I can't think of his name on the show. He always play a little sneaky motherfucker in the show, like a little slick ass nigga. So that's him. So that's our Power, man. Pretty much a good rundown. Check it out. The season almost over with, I believe, and I think BMF is about to come back next. So you know, that's about it. Well, I didn't see Friends or Fiancé this week. It was one. We just didn't watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We just didn't watch it. I saw it the other day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, we didn't get to check that out.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
That's the reason why I'm going to slap that hoe when I see her the next time.
Hey, don't slap yourself. That hurts. That hurts. Well, that's all for TV Talk. Hope y'all join us next week. It's now time for Queen Jern's favorite segment of the show. It's bad. Black cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here. So me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't take no acting classes, but we come here every week and we do this for y'all. This week, the situation goes a little something like this. Man takes mom on a date. Now, it's not what you think. The man is not going on a date with his mom. The man is actually going on a date with his mom. So, you are the woman. I'm the man. And I'm informing you that, hey, I know me and you going on a date, but my mom is coming with us. You ready, Queen Jern?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Action! Hey, Sandy, how you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, I know. I'm just, you know, letting you know I can't wait till our date this Friday. And got a little surprise for you.
Okay.
Okay. Look, hey, check this out. So Friday when we go out, I'm going to bring my mom with us. Why are you looking like that?
You going to bring your mama to a date that
yeah.
going on?
Yeah. I mean, me
you
and my mom.
Can't get her to go box and bring her?
No. It's just me and my mom real close. And, you know, she wants to meet you and everything. And, I mean, why not? She might as well just tag along on this date right here.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Let her get to see, you know, y'all can get there and talk and everything like
talk
that.
Talk about what?
Whatever y'all want to talk about. Whatever girls talk about. You know what I'm saying? So, but, I mean, you know, it's like I said, me and my mom inseparable.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
So you that much of a mama's boy that your mom?
Why I gotta be a mama's boy? Why can't be somebody just love my mom?
Because that's not normal.
What you
people
mean?
Don't bring their mom.
She's been on plenty of dates with me.
And that's why you're still dating people. That's exactly why, sir.
But it's no big deal. Nobody, I mean, she's not.
Nobody want to hang with your mama.
I mean,
like, it's different if you say we going shopping somewhere. If you know what I'm saying, like something that we are actually.
You told me you wanted to go to Longhorn, so that's where we're going.
Okay.
So why my mom can't come to us to Longhorn?
But why would she be there? You saying it's a surprise? Hell, you not. That's nothing. That she's the surprise. Yes. I'm not getting the gift. Nothing.
No. She's the surprise. That's a surprise that she's going with us. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean,
so that's what we're doing.
I mean, what's the problem?
That mean I can bring my mama.
I mean, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, it's cool.
That's how we know that you're weird.
I'm not weird. What's wrong?
So how many days have we been on?
This is like our second date, maybe.
Okay, so this is going to be our second date and we're meeting mamas already.
Well, no. I mean, it's just like my mom wants to know who this new girl I've been spending a lot of time with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, okay. On the phone and
so
everything.
So your mama is nosy.
I mean, she's my mom. I mean, what's the problem?
But you're grown. You're not 15. So she doesn't need to know who you with. If you feel like I'm a good person, she should trust your character judgment.
Yeah, but it's like she wants to meet you. So, I mean, I told her she could come on. You know, we was going on
so
a date.
So she's going to go home after we eat this food?
I mean, yeah. Like,
do y'all live together? What is the story behind that?
We don't live together.
If y'all that tight?
We don't live together. I mean, I live down the street from her, but it's no big
Again,
deal.
Again, weird.
I mean, but it's like... They back in the day, they bought two houses on the same, but it's, you know, so I inherited the house, but it's not, it's neither here nor there.
Interesting.
But it's just like, you know, we're a close-knit family, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I can walk
so
down the street.
So your mama go on dates with your other siblings?
Not really. My other siblings don't really, they're not involved
with bullshit mom. Your mama got
going. Yeah, they live away. I always just gravitated towards mom, so it's not, I don't see the big deal why she can't come on the date.
Okay, but let's see how it go.
Okay, cool. I want to...
So one date, that's all she got now, because she ain't coming back no more.
I mean, it depends. If we have a good time, then, I mean, why
no.
We all can't go on a, like,
no,
a, like,
we won't have a good, we won't have that good of a time.
Why not?
I'm going to be cordial, because that's how my mama raised me. But what I'm not going to do is play with your mama at no dinner table more than the day. Like, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. I'm glad you're cool with it. Now, before you meet my mom, I just want to let you know, sometimes she a little loose with the mouth, you know what I'm saying? Don't take anything she say seriously, okay? She's just like,
don't take it seriously. If she sees something out the way, she gonna get told.
She just be talking, so don't pay her mind. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna pay her a whole lot of mind.
All right? Cut! Bad Black Cinema, y'all. So, Queen Jern, what would you do if somebody did that?
I mean, I done been on dates with niggas who done brought their germs. So,
I said they mama, though.
I mean, if your mama know how to sit there and eat her damn food and shut the fuck up. Then I don't really have no big problem. But if she over here, you talking about something loose with the conversation, and she going to be saying reckless shit, then yeah, she going to get dealt with. I mean, your mama need to be told. You better censor her.
Damn. Queen Jeremy might hit with it.
I'm just saying, like, we going to be grown people about it. Damn. And we going to be respectful. We going to all be respectful. But if you over here talking bull, hey, I got some too.
I got you. Damn. Me personally, I would not go on a date with a girl and her mama. Now, I might be nice if, like, oh, yeah, mom could come. But as soon as that, I already know this is a wrap. Like, this is I'd be nice that one time but I'm not messing with you no more. Like, you bring your mama on a date? Like, nah, I'm cool.
She said, both of them hungry.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm going to look at it too. Like, what the fuck? Like, she could have got the damn half the food that you weren't going to eat. Now I'm in here. I make y'all split a plate. Or mama buy her own food.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
That's tacky, sir.
Hey, all right. It's tacky to bring your mama on a fucking date.
But if she told you before and you said yeah then that's on you.
Because I'm just like, God damn.
Because you trying to splash, so you going to go
maybe,
ahead and pay for the food. That's
maybe.
What the problem is.
A real nigga will just to drill, baby. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Around here, we read rap lyrics, and when we read the lyrics, we read in my office voice, a professional voice, an accent, a proper voice. It really doesn't matter how you read them. Just make sure you read the damn lyrics. Queen Jeremy, show turn. What you got for the people?
I got a little something for the people, and this is how it go. I've got a cute face, chubby waist, thick thighs in shape, rock shaking both ways, make you do a double take. Planet rocker, showstopper, flow proper head knocker, beat styler, tail dropper, do my thing, motherfuckers. My Rolls Royce, Lamborghini, blue Medina, always beaming, rag top, chrome pipes, blue lights out of sight, know me, sew it in, set it in, sew it in, make that money. throw it in. Booty bouncing, gon' hit. Everybody here getting out of control. Get your backs off the wall, cause Mr. Mina said so. None other than Lose Control by Missy Elliott featuring Ciara.
Wow.
You loved it.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I guess.
I mean, it did what it did, nigga.
Well, next week is my turn, and hopefully I can top that one. What's HBCU confessional time? HBCU confessionals. I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and read them, Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Confession. I am a lesbian. I am a lesbian in the closet, and I love to play with my pussy. I'm embarrassed to do it in my room because my roommate is always in the room. I go to classrooms after hours and play with my pussy in there a lot. Howard, you, class of 24. Queen Germ, react.
First of all, that shit is nasty. It ain't got nothing to do with you being a lesbian or not, because somebody else could play in your pussy. I don't understand why is it so hard for you to not touch yourself so much. Like, you don't have a significant other that can do you the honors. I'm not understanding why you are, like, your roommate is in the room. Like, that's what the fuck that's the room is for. You're supposed to be in the room. And my thing is, if you really had to do it that much, you just need to wait till the girl go to sleep and roll over and do what you're doing in your bed. Because I'm not understanding. Like, are you hollering and screaming and moaning and groaning in the thing? Because if you just reaching down there, she don't know what the hell you got going on unless your coochie stay. So I don't understand, like, what would be the problem? Why you got to go in public facilities to play in your coochie? You talking about something, you going in the people's classroom. You going in the classroom after hours to get caught with your finger in your pussy? That don't make no sense. Like, you going to get caught up with indecent exposure because you can't keep your hands out your pants? Ma'am, it's other things to get in trouble for besides that. Your mama and I'm spending good money for you to go to Howard for you to get caught up with your hand in your pants. That's not okay.
So let me ask you a question. You walk in your classroom with a student in there jilling off. What you doing?
I'm walking back out. I'm not even engaging.
You're gonna be like, hey, get your nasty ass up out of here.
I'm gonna let you finish that because clearly that meant a lot to you. Because we not even finna. No. Because that can easily be misconstrued. You already say you a lesbian. Because that, to me, the fact that you like to play with yourself has nothing to do with your sexuality. Like, you could be heterosexual, bisexual, whatever else out there. None of that, homosexual, none of that stuff matters if you have an affinity for touching yourself. Like, how does that have anything to do with it? Like, you better go find you somebody to play with you. Find you some friends that y'all can go and do whatever y'all do. Like, I don't understand. Like, you're in the classroom. You're going to get caught up. And the worst part about it is you're going to fuck around and get caught up and somebody going to want to join you. Now your ass got some trouble for real. You was just trying to rub your one out, and now you got somebody that want to play with you too. And they might not even be the somebody that you want. So please, find yourself a private place that is not a public place that you have tried to make private.
And so, I mean, what's the problem? Just jack off in your room. I mean, just get off in your room.
Just play in your room.
Put a pillow in your mouth and sit there.
You ain't even got to do all that.
Why? You can't even sit there just going. I'm sitting in the room trying to study, and you over there.
That girl ain't studying. If she in there all the time, she needs to be finding her something to damn.
Hey, man, shit.
But either way it go, like I said, you would be surprised what the people are interested in. Shit. She might enjoy whatever you got going on over there. Who knows? Might get your new soulmate. You don't
she
know.
She going in empty soup.
You going to empty classrooms after hours. Who got to do all that after hours? It might be dark. You walking all across campus with your darn coochie juice running down your legs all because you want to play in yourself. Child, please, you better stay in that damn room and be safe. The roommate finna get to know you real well. She going to find out what you all the way into. You ain't got to involve her. All you got to do is just let her know. Say, girl, turn your head.
Damn, about it's that time. The sock is on the door. The sock is on the door. Hey. Well, if you like those kind of confessions, man, go check them out on Twitter, man. Let's keep it 100 time. Queen Jordan, do you have to keep it 100?
Yes, and my keep it 100 is only for the person who can wear these shoes. You don't need to be offended. If it don't apply to you, don't worry about what I said. But don't be fooled, because niggas be bitches too.
100.
That's my keep it 100.
Damn. I ain't gonna go there. I'm gonna let it slide.
That's right. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
I keep 100 is this, man. Stay in your lane, man. Be who you are, okay? Don't try to be something that you're not.
100.
You know what I'm saying? If you are a basketball player, be a basketball player. Don't try to be a rapper. If you are a suburban podcaster, be that. If you are a funny podcaster, be that. The funny podcaster don't need to try to be the preaching podcaster or the self-motivational podcaster. If you are a, you know what I'm saying, like, know your lane, stay in your lane. Whatever you do, do it well. But don't try to do something else to be something you ain't, because it don't come off right, all right?
It's not authentic.
It's just not. It's not, because it just seems forced, and it ain't authentic. So if you a nigga that ain't got a good track record, you can't be the relationship guru. You can't. If you a nigga that ain't good with money, you ain't got no money. Why are you telling me to invest in crypto and all this stuff? Like, all of a sudden you a stock market genius. Well, where the fuck your money at? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So if you are something, be that. Don't try to be something you're not. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Cause it just don't pay off well. You know what I'm saying? It just don't. The payoff ain't good. That's all I'm saying. And that's why I keep it 100. It's winner loser time. Queen Jern, do you have any winners?
Yes. My winner for this week is Michaela Cole.
Winner.
She is the 2022 November or November 22 cover of the Vogue magazine. She's a British playwright. She's a blackish looking person, okay. A brown person.
Okay.
So. But that's a great accomplishment for her. So I'm glad that she's getting the recognition.
Speaking of great accomplishments and recognition, my winner is Brittany Renner.
Winner!
Brittany Renner is a winner because she now has a Crystal side chick meal. And, you know, everybody know Brittany Renner is the famous side chick. And now Crystal's has a side chick meal that's made for her.
What does it consist of?
Like a chicken, what they call it?
A crystal chick?
A crystal chick. Let's look it up. Let's look it up. The side chick meal, Crystals. Let's see what we got here. Crystal launches new side chick sandwich. Oh, okay. So it's a side chick sandwich. So Crystal launches the new side chick sandwich with the not so big ambitions to not replace your favorite fast food chicken sandwich. Crystal side chick is a slider sandwich which features chicken breast with a bold and crispy crunch and comes in three varieties. You got barbecue bacon cheese, classic, and pimento cheese. The classic part of the permanent menu with the barbecue bacon cheese and pimento cheese are available for a limited time. So there it is. She's my winner because she has a side chick sandwich at Crystal's.
After her. Okay.
Wow. What an accomplishment. Your kid's going to grow up one day and be like, that's my mom.
My goodness.
Yes. Got any losers?
Yes, my loser this week has got to be Mr. Joshua Shapiro.
Loser.
He's a real estate broker who got investors to believe in his scam, that he actually knew enough about the numbers and the odds to where he could defraud the lotto system. And they invested a whole lot of money in him, thinking that he was going to win millions and millions of dollars and share it with them. And he didn't. So now he is facing legal action for his scam with the lottery. So,
God damn it, nigga.
It didn't come off very well for you, sir.
God damn it, nigga. You ran. You had all the money. And you had hit the lottery. And you
ran
just
and told, just talked too much.
Boy, I tell you, some fools out there, man. My loser, man. Marquise Jackson.
Loser.
Who's Marquise Jackson? 50 Cent's grown ass fucking son. You on motherfucking line crying about child support that the nigga need to pay or was paying. He was only paying $6,700 a month.
Like, nigga.
Nigga. Tell me something, well, he could pay. It don't, nigga, $6,700 a month. Do the math real quick, Queen Jern. That's what, about $85,000 a year? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go quick off the top of my head. Cause 7 times 12 is 84. Yeah. So it's probably about 82. It's probably 81,000 to 82,000.
Yeah. $80,400.
Almost 80 grand a year in child support, and you bitching.
And first, you ain't got no job.
First of all, you grown as fuck. You 26.
So you ain't got no job?
Nigga, you 26.
So you don't deserve child support.
Thank you. What, why is we even talking about this? You a grown ass nigga. Like, yo,
and
yo.
I'm sure you had a savings account since you was a baby. So you got more than them people $80,000 anyway.
Bruh, come on. Then you was in good shape when I was on your fucking album cover and all that shit and G Unit ads and all that shit. So
and your mama was still getting a check.
Yeah, the money was good. So don't. Hey, listen, bro. You up there crying for your daddy attention. You a grown ass fucking man. All right. Fuck that shit. If
he the nigga don't got 50 cent fees, so.
Yeah, so nigga, so just live your life, nigga. Don't if the nigga don't want to fuck with you, he don't want to fuck with you. But this ain't no way to get him to fuck with you, all right?
Cause you looking real stupid.
You looking real stupid right now, nigga. Fuck out of here. So you know 50 Patty, he put out a little video showing like 6,700. You don't want
to. I like 50 cent for that.
Hey, I'm cool with it. That nigga grown. Hey, that nigga need a reality check.
Yep.
So that's my loser.
Since he trying to get any other checks.
Yeah. Well, Queen Journal, like we cleared the docket. It's time when I ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Front Porch, and the Lunch Crew. And of course, my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Amazing AP, Nanita, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Dot Claw, all the gang. You got the No Ma'am gang, Dom Dot, all the gang. What up, gang, gang. You got the Black Pod Squad. Please go to blackpodsquad.com. Check us out. You got 12 Cow and the 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and the EDP. You got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. You got, Mad Static at Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams. You got Pork L, Miss Mini Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. You got the Dr. Brazel Network. That's the Black Pod Squad. Dr. Cam, all them over there. Dr. Brazel, shout out to all y'all. Long live K-Law, the truck driver, man. And, yeah, and any other podcast to fuck with us, man. You got JR, WV Uncommonplace, J Christian, Cognac Hour. You got Mario at the Sound of My Voice. You got Riders Live. You got Mind Triggers. Grown Man Logic. Man, shout out to him. Real dude. You know what I'm saying? Go tap in with them. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. I'm the motherfucking pod. You know, shout out to everybody, man, doing their thing out there, man. Lingo. Shout out to them. All the other, any other podcast to fuck with us. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Well, another show in the books, Queen Germ. I got to ask you, man. Let's get a short rating.
Well, since you and your little dirty kids got your first win of the season, hopefully it's the first of many for the rest of the season. I'm still, you know, holding on to the memories of the last homecoming that I was at, getting ready for the next homecoming that's on my docket. You know, it's that time of year. So if I had to give a numerical value that summed all of that up, I would have to give it a 9.
All right. Well, seeing that at the time of this recording, shout out to 12 Cal, today is 10/18, right?
That's what it is.
All right. 1/0/1/8. And for that reason, I got to get this show an 8 because Kobe wore 8.
Okay.
All right. So, now that we've done the show, the shout outs, we did our ratings, it's time for me to let the people know. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. Don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ. And I'm on the microphone. I'm close to the microphone. I got the microphone in my mouth. I'm here. I hope you hear me.
All right.
All right.
See, you messed me up. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say next.
Let's wrap this shit up, nigga.
Oh, we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com